Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Kelek Ad-Kalar, the Cleric Wizard.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to our regular sponsor, D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons toolset. Create your free account and speed up your campaigns today.
Last time on Erois. In the busy marketplace and arid streets of Vivek City, the party defend themselves as a surprise attack by cultists, snake women, and stone giants engulfs the city and threatens the Draconis Militarum. An intense battle follows as Ayla fends off three crazed cultists that get stronger the more damage they take. Lucius and Quill are harried and under threat from the magically resistant snake women, and Sentry is sent sprawling by the stone giant's immense strength. A magically propelled Nova literally flies onto the scene to even the odds, and eventually, the group defeats the attackers. After meeting with Sergeant Dakal, a Dragonborn elite soldier who informs them of the attack on the rest of the city, the party retreat to their ship to make sure it is all right. A chance meeting with the crew confirms they all survived, and after a few heartfelt conversations, the team retire for the evening. In her dreams, Nova Vija is contacted by Kallus, enemy of Erois, demigod emperor of the Starbane Empire. Before we do that...
Okay.
Quill.
Oh. Ooh. I get contacted by Starbane. Lord Emperor.
Get in line, bitch.
Hey, I'm currently on the phone to Nova.
Party line.
It's been a while since Quill's dreams were as vivid as they become. You see what at first feels like a dark room blinking with different lights. You soon come to realize is a shrouded map of Erois. You see different locations beginning to glow and pulse with light and warmth. And then they begin to grow dark and cold. The vision of this map slowly begins to fade, peeling away, almost burning as if fire has caught the edges of the paper as it begins to trail inwards, leaving golden lines in their wake. You find yourself staring up, and you realize that this is no longer a dream. But a vision.
Oh, no.
You see before you something that your brain struggles to comprehend. It is a hallway made from an infinitesimal amount of other hallways, all intersecting and crossing with another, as if thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of mirrors all line it at different angles and seem to stretch reality out into oblivion. And at its center, you see not just Hesper, but other figures. The winged humanoid form of your god stands before a great council. You recognize some of them as they are depicted in religious iconography around Erois. Valena, a dwarven woman with dark, curled hair and a great hammer at her side. you recognize Zephyr, an orc woman, proud and noble with a cutlass at her side. Sayana, a small halfling, gently strumming upon a lyre, she sits in an oversized chair. Kilara, her lantern lighting the room softly with a dark glow as her mantle of flowers constantly wilts and regrows around her shoulders. Artelicus, a god that you have heard of but for the first time see in his imposing form, giant, muscular, with great curved antlers and horns protruding from his head as he reaches and grabs for the throat of Hesper, fiercely engaged in some sort of conflict that you struggle to understand. The gods erupt into argument, all picking different sides, their voices resounding but not understandable as the infinite corridors begin to expand and coalesce with their every breath, their every shout. And you see the ground beneath them begins to fracture and break as the vision ends.
Okay!
Nova.
Oh my god.
It me.
The last words of Kallus ring in your mind. Why did you go to Aegis V? The ship that you have been standing on, in whatever this place, whatever Kallus has taken you, it shifts and warps. And you now find yourself on the bridge of Aegis V, its broken remnants, the debris field outside it, expanding outwards, surrounding Erois. The words just echo in the empty, lonely space.
I didn't know that we were going there. I didn't even know that you had such facilities, that you had astral citadels. We were helping some Tritons. We were trying to find a missing, their village went missing, the villagers went missing. It led us to a portal, and that's where we ended up.
I would like for you to make... There is elements of truth in what you're saying.
No, it's all true.
It is true, but we know that Nova is concealing information. That the party had clearly identified that Starbane was involved and that you had gone there to investigate. However, you may choose deception or persuasion.
No, they're both the same. Persuasion.
Sure.
17.
Okay.
Stop that.
Why? If you were merely curious, once you had arrived, why not simply explain that to my agent?
She didn't exactly... She didn't want to talk to us. We did say that we had seen, that we had met you. We tried to tell her we met you at Callie's Rest and she didn't believe us. And then she attacked us straight away. And then I was going to try and say something, you know, find a way to prove to her that we had met you, but she just vanished.
He moves around in front of you and looks down at you, and he must be nearly 7 feet, perhaps even taller. And his armor pulses with this purple light as he looks down.
Chest piece.
Don't!
He looks down and gestures to your arm.
And what happened here?
The portal was closing and we were trying to get off the station, and I panicked and I didn't know if everyone would make it. So I thought maybe I could use my life to power the portal. And
he reaches down and just like like, takes your hand. No, gently. He doesn't, like, not harshly. Like,
no, I think just, like, I think just reactively I'd be like, oh, don't touch it, don't touch it!
No effect takes place. He takes the metal gauntlet and he takes it off and shows this skeletal arm that you have, but he touches it without any cause effects.
How can you... It hurts others.
It is impressive that you were able to channel this kind of process. It would have killed many lesser beings. You are lucky to get away with just this. And then he helps put the gauntlet back on. There are many things you do not know about me, Nova Vija. I do not have the time nor necessary inclination to reveal them to you yet. I do not feel that I can trust you yet, nor that you do not trust me fully. Which is a shame. I sense so much potential in you. And you, of everyone, seem to at least understand what I am trying to accomplish.
I do. I mean, you've shown me Hadar, and I've seen Hadar.
I've shown you only a brief, flickering moment.
Exactly, but...
He waves his hand.
Oh, God.
And suddenly the kind of environment around you shifts and changes. And you see, not quite a montage, but flashes. You see worlds like you've seen the one you saw before, where it was being partially consumed by this writhing mass of darkness that is made up of hundreds, thousands, billions of creatures. But now you see worlds that have been just turned to grey. They are lifeless, dust, ruins of buildings, of civilizations. You flicker again and you see these writhing masses, like these ships of this pale black and grey form, just floating through space, some of them fighting ships. They just consume anything they find. And then finally, it stops on the very edges of this writhing mass, and you see, for the first time closer than you've ever seen it before, a hole has been ripped in space, and at its center is a red light. And staring at that red light, as your eyes begin to adjust, you see for the first time the shape of a man in the red light. As the power ripples out from him and turns into darkness, Hadar lives beyond our world, in a place called the Far Realm. Our magic will not work there. My technology offers little protection. This hole that he has created is the result of something that happened thousands of years ago, and the actions of different realities to our own. Powerful beings that were freed from prisons and weakened the very fabric of time and space. Creatures that have been released from infernal prisons, powerful magic that has been unleashed, all of it used by a group that sought to unleash Hadar on this world. And for thousands of years, he has grown stronger with every world he has consumed. He is, for the most part, unstoppable.
So what is it about Erois that you think will stop it? Why is Erois the key to your plan?
I cannot tell you that, Nova Vija.
Is it because you're going to use the energy of this planet to feed a weapon that will destroy it, that will fix it, that will fix the hole? Is it Siaska? Is it the cradle protects Erois and hides it from him?
I cannot.
Why not?
Because I do not trust you.
Then why... Don't you understand? This is why people fight you!
Nova Vija, I have been doing this for thousands of years. Do you think... Of course you do. You think that I could simply explain this to the rulers of Erois, and that they would join me, that they would seize reason as you have, and they would fight against Hadar. That is what you believe, isn't it?
Well, if I can see reason, and I'm just a Ganassi...
Yes.
...who likes... Reading books.
You are more than that, Nova Vija.
But if I can believe you and see the logic in it, why, there are more. There are more people who can.
Yes.
They fear you, and that's why they fight you.
No, no, Nova Vija. They fight me because they still value something that they think they can have. The ones who fear me are the ones who listen. Even you yourself, I can tell that you are trembling. You fear me as well. You know my power. That is why you would listen. But you also see reason. You have a noble heart. You care about other people. Not everyone is so selfless. When I started this crusade against Hadar, it was when Siaska and I still worked together, when we still loved each other. And when I did so, I did as you suggested. I reached out. I tried to form alliances. And they did. They did join me for a time. But then as I gave them more of my magic, my technology and my resources. Greed, ambition, these black stains in mortal life took hold. And then suddenly, they would send me less troops. They would ask for more, more power, more autonomy. They wanted a say in how that we were to conduct our battles. They wanted to use Hadar's power against it. I tried, and I lost countless systems and worlds, billions of lives, because of greed and ambition, and I learned my lesson. There is only one thing that people will truly follow. Fear. But you see me as a tyrant. I will show you something one last time.
He flicks his hand, and again the scene changes. And this time, you see something different, something he's not shown you before. You see a thriving planet. A planet with astral ships coming and going. Dozens of cities full of life and population. You see humans, dark-skinned dwarves with flames for beards. You see Ganassi, you see Dragonborn, you see Eladrin, all living lives. Peacefully, trading, making business, raising families, learning, working on weapons and ships. Peace.
This is Gideon Prime, a world that I have worked with for some time. They enjoy peace and prosperity because they follow my rule and my order. They do not question it. Because they do fear me, but they respect me because of it, because of my strength. This is what happens when a planet surrenders to me. I will bring peace and prosperity, but Erois is too tainted by Siaska's children. They hate me for what I did to their mother, an act that I myself hate myself for, but I know was necessary. Do you honestly believe the people of Erois would lay down their arms? Would the Dragonborn? I know that you have spoken to them recently.
He just puts a hand on your shoulder.
I want to tell you more. I want to help you. It's clear that you have formed a bond with Tiangong. Perhaps you could be a successor for me. You could carry Tiangong. I have no need of him anymore. I can help you find more parts. Give you some.
You have parts?
Yes. I could give them to you, if that's what you want.
And what do you want in return?
Your help and your trust.
What can I do?
There are things you can do for me, but you will not like them. I need information. I need to know what the leaders of Erois are planning. I need to conquer Erois, Nova. Not because I want to, because I need to.
And then is Erois going to become like Gideon Prime, or is it going to become like one of those out there? And I point at, fucked up.
I will not destroy it as Hadar does.
Please, just a clue, just something. What is it that is so special about Erois? Why Erois? Is it because of Siaska?
The answer you seek lies long in the past, and it is tied to Siaska. But I cannot tell you more, not now. Tell me what the leaders of Erois are doing. Find ways to sabotage their military. If possible, if you can find a way to bring down the cradle, there will not be a need for a war. Eros will have to surrender to my overwhelming power. If I can bring my empire to bear, there is no hope for Eros. They will surrender to it, me. If you can do that, you will not only save Eros, but you would save the universe. And you would have anything you desire.
But I need to know why Eros. I can't do this just on a promise. You have to give me a fact, at least. What is so important? Why did Siaska die to protect Eros? She loved you. She loved you, and she gave her life to protect this planet from you. What makes you so special? Why are you the only one that can defeat Hadar?
Because I am the only one willing to do what is necessary. If you want to know why Eros, I cannot tell you, but I will tell you the question you should be asking. Perhaps your very clever bird friend can help you figure it out. How did Siaska create Eros in the first place? It has no sun. It has no life. She took a lifeless rock and made a verdant world. Answer that question, and you will know why I need Eros. If you wish pieces of Tiangong, help me, and I will help you. I will have an agent of mine keep an eye on you. And when you are willing to communicate or you have something, they will approach you. Goodbye, Nova Feature.
And the dream ends.
The dream ends.
Oh, look, there's this one too.
Yeah, great.
Oh, big middle fingers firing out.
Let me tell you something. I could have gone a lot worse for you. Could have gone a lot fucking worse. I had a whole thing planned if you hadn't been clever and nice.
What was clever? What worked?
No, just
what worked.
The way that you approach things.
You'll
like,
never know.
If you had been a bit more sort of perhaps rude,
stubborn,
or stubborn.
So you're saying that my try-hard planning worked?
Maybe.
Wow. I literally sat
that?
Down two? This week.
Is that four pages?
I wrote, no, it was just
it's
two.
Oh, okay.
It's a mind map, and then I wrote like some ideas.
So in those few seconds between this week and last week, you went into your mind palace.
I love it.
Damn.
Oh, I'm so sweaty. I'm so sweaty.
Everyone else? You enjoy a long rest?
I don't.
Yay! Ayla is snoring.
Beautiful. I mean, does Sentry?
Seven a really great nap right now.
Every time, so for Sentry, yes, it is a lovely
it's
long
a lovely rest.
It's almost difficult to wake yourself from because it's so nice. It's your rest is full of memories of Solvin and service and better times.
You know Anna from Frozen when she's like drooling and her hair's everywhere?
That's Ayla.
That's Ayla when she's sleeping?
Yep. It's about right. All the blissful ignorant who know little of the world's problems.
She had a hard day.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
You wake up. I believe you're all staying on the ship. It is a lovely early morning.
Fucking cry. In fact, Nova's going to do that. She's going to wake up, hold Tiangong to her, and just cry.
Can I guess upon waking up, can I go to whatever quarters I have maps in.
Not me.
And you said that there were areas that were lit up in that vision. Am I able to identify what areas?
You can identify some, yeah. Some you've not been to. You're almost certain Gold Throne was one.
Okay.
Gusthaven would have been one. Vortensar, Nova's home, would have been one.
That'll be cool. Let's go there.
Imixan, which is a city you've visited before as well. Basically, you think it's all major cities. Horizon, another sky city.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of the major cities that have any political power or influence.
Leaders.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I'm just going to sit there and just look at this map for a while.
And a great nap.
Yeah.
She's had, like, Ayla is just literally, it was a rough battle, so she's really tired, so she's just going to snore and sleep. And
whilst everyone else cries or freaks out,
pretty much
just has their own.
How's Lucius doing? How's Lucius feeling after his chat with Kamara and you know the battle and everything else? Is he just like in normal? Is it just you know?
No, he spends a long time thinking. Mm-hmm. And he walks to, you know, the edge of his captain's quarters for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, here we go. Goes to the door handle. Nope, turns around. Yep, yep. Think about it some more, yes. Yep. Need tea first. And okay. It basically does loads of distractions until he's too tired.
Finds, like, my socks, they're all out of order, and, like, pairs his socks and, like...
falls, those up, yep. And then he just eventually falls asleep.
Okay.
Because right. He's too tired to do anything.
Okay. That was his night, basically.
Yes. Avoidance.
Avoidance. Perfect. We all wake up in the morning. Araya probably comes and just, you know, lets you all know that the day has started. Like, hello? It's time to get up. The ship, there is business to do. I believe that you have a dragon to go and speak with.
Yes, we do. Yes, a dragon.
You are the only one who is out of his quarters, Quartermaster Quill.
We have to speak to the dragon. Is everyone else awake? Have you spoken to anyone else?
They are not responding. I tried to knock on their doors. I can hear Ayla snoring. Sentry did not respond. Lucius mumbled something about socks.
Okay.
I could hear Nova crying.
It's okay.
Everyone is A-okay.
Anyone, can you hear me? Can you? I think it's time we meet the...
Who doesn't have their messenger ring? Who gave up their messenger ring?
I just Quill. Quill.
Hello? Oh, Araya.
Right, like jangles the bracelet.
Yeah.
I've tried that as well.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess I'll do the route.
Sure. I'm going to go get on with my job.
Sure. Perfect. Thank you. I will go to Ayla's door first. I mean, it's Quill. Like, would it be a loud, powerful knock, or would it be like a...
slightly feathery.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that.
It's like a claw. A claw.
You're not going to get anything in there.
Ayla, I'll let you sleep. Move to the next door. I think he's just too polite to wake sure. people up.
I don't give a shit. Do what you want. I've had my fun now. I've had my fun for the next 3 hours. I tormented Kim and I tormented you. I'm good.
I thought at least I'd have some fucking answers this week, and now I'm worse.
You got a bunch of answers.
Yeah, but they just opened up so many more questions.
I mean, did you think it was going to be like, everything makes
here's
sense
the plot.
Now.
Here's how you save a rose. Good job.
Well done, Nova. I sent an email to Mark earlier this week because I had some worries, and I was like, I literally know you're not going to give me anything. Mm. And everything I'm going to try is going to fail today.
I gave you loads. He's promised you shards, money. Like, he's given
the
you
the villains
loads of
promised you all these things.
Is he a villain? Is he even a villain at this point? There's a man in a hole.
I mean, he seems pretty nice to me.
Sounds to me like Alice is trying to basically save the universe.
Gideon.
That's what it sounds to me.
Well, he's just put a lot of pressure on me as well. Like, only you can save the universe, Nova. Fuck off.
Well, he didn't say only.
Well,
he
you
said
could.
You could. He didn't say only.
You're going to next.
Callus doesn't put all of his eggs in one basket, that's all I'm saying.
Nova doesn't know that.
Captain Lucius?
I burst open the door. Have you seen my other sock? I swear I put
what
it
other
under
sock?
The bed.
Just open the door, use my bird vision.
Kidding.
Where is it?
So my question then is, has Lucius deliberately hidden the sock to try and give himself something to look
for? The socks are all tied away.
Okay.
In order.
There are no missing socks.
Everything
is in place. This room has never looked more immaculate. It's been cleaned. It's been organized. He's organized quills in like a size category.
Is my feather in there?
Yeah.
No, that's on me.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
How tired do you... Well, I guess...
Rings under the eyes a little bit, but otherwise not too bad.
Is that normal?
At this point, yeah.
Okay.
Family's dead.
Not all of them. Sock!
I don't know where it could possibly be. I guess that's actually my job.
Quartermaster. Yes, it is.
Right.
You know what? I've got another pair. It's fine.
Are you sure I could put that highest priority for the captain?
No, we've got to... what have we got to do today? Speak to a dragon.
Yes, we do. We have to... they might, hopefully, let us leave if we can actually speak to, you know, the bigger dragon first.
Have you seen Sentry yet?
No. I knocked on Ayla's door. She's snoring a lot.
Yes, it's a waste of time. I don't know why you did that.
Yeah, I know. We could wake the other up, maybe.
Let's see if Sentry's okay.
Okay.
So obviously we need to get out.
Doesn't Sentry stay in my room?
No, you all have your own quarters.
Oh, okay.
I think you're thinking about the Sparrow Blade.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think any of you guys have really had time, like, you've not been at a place to get supplies, but I imagine over time you'll, like, slowly each room or cabin will get personalized, like as you add things to it and things like that.
Yeah.
I can see Sentry doing that for
sure. I guess for the time being, we're just in regular bunk places.
Bare bones right now, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite, yeah. I mean, like.
It smells a bit too.
Yeah. Yeah, because you decorated the ship for yourself. So the captain's quarters is already kind of decorated to an extent. Yeah. But the crew quarters and officer quarters are kind of bare bones. Nice, but bare bones.
Okay. In that case.
Sentry.
I'm going to open the door.
Oh.
Echo in hand.
Oh, you. Hello? Are you already awake? That's good.
Hi. Do you hug Echo like a soft toy at night?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
like
adorable.
Twig crunching
like a
noises.
Sun. Like holding a sun.
Yeah.
Your tiny sun.
My little tiny twig sun.
You look cheery. Yeah. I mean, as cheery as a blank face can be.
Oh, thank you. So do you. How are you?
Well, yeah, good. I mean, we have to talk to a dragon today, and that's always a thing, isn't it?
It's exciting.
You can be on the front line in case it, you know, hang.
I don't want to get eaten, though.
No, none of us do.
But I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
You've got a powerful knock.
Why? Why do you need it?
Ayla needs waking up.
Okay.
You might need to kick the door in.
I don't
she was
want to
snoring
do that.
Real loud.
Don't kick the door in as I'm walking down. Don't kick the door in. We've just got a new airship.
Oh, but I don't know how to wake her up otherwise.
Quill doesn't appreciate that those doors probably cost like 20 gold each. Like
they're pretty heavy.
Okay, fine. But I don't have my ring anymore, the messenger ring, so.
That's the messenger ring. Ayla.
Ayla?
Doesn't work when someone's asleep.
Really?
No, it doesn't work.
Oh. It's...
That would be so rude.
Yeah, it's also just like, you're asleep, you're not conscious. Like, you have no conscious thought, necessarily.
So you couldn't
like
have any...
loudspeaker in your ear, though?
No.
No?
It wouldn't, like, seep
in. If it was, it really do you not think Ayla would have thought. Waited until Lucius went to sleep every night and just went,
fuck!
Lucius!
No, it's conscious thought. Like, you have to consciously be awake.
To connect with it.
Yeah, if you're unconscious, for example, if you were, like, rendered unconscious, you still can't communicate. If you were paralyzed, you would be able to, because you can still consciously think.
It's not like going to bed with your headphones in your ears and waking up to death now.
Yeah, cool.
That's oddly specific.
Okay.
Well, let's try and get her up.
Yes. Well, you go for Sentry. Okay. You're Sentry. You go for Ayla. Yeah. Let's go get Nova.
Okay.
Wait, who's going for Ayla? You pointed at Katie when you said that.
Jesus Christ. Like, guys, you're fucking waking up. Like, do we really need to go Sentry through all of this?
This is very important.
Jesus.
This is an important
this
character moment.
This is my crowning glory. So
yeah, fine. Sentry goes to wake up Ayla. Lucius and Nova go to wake up Nova. You go.
Okay. I'm gonna go to Ayla's door. I'm gonna have a weird like lapse in memory though. I'm gonna be like, Princess!
Oh, okay.
Hello!
Oh, RP.
Is anyone with her?
I mean, Ayla! Ayla! Ayla? Ayla!
Okay, just complete.
Piss off!
Oh, so she is awake.
I'm gonna go speak to a dragon.
I don't wanna
see it. It's a very important day, Ayla, come on.
You're too happy in the morning.
I'm sorry, but come on!
Open the door to stop her knocking on it.
It's just like disheveled ginger hair is everywhere and, you know, half like armor is off and on and hammer is by the foot of the bed.
Your hair looks great like that, by the way.
Thank you. I'll be right with you.
Okay, would you like a hot drink?
No.
Okay, see you in five. In five, okay?
No, we'll see.
Okay.
I'll just go back.
Okay.
Ayla's chamber, just for the records, Ayla's area is just, compared to everyone else's, I imagine, just has, like, muddy boot prints and, like, the hammer's still probably got a bit of blood on it, so it's dripped onto the floor.
Nice.
There's just shit everywhere. It probably smells a little bit bad as well. Like, in comparison to everyone else, she's really not taking care of it.
Well, you don't, like, wash your clothes.
She's good.
So they wash themselves.
Do they?
Yeah.
After a while.
In blood.
Sweat washes them.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
I like to think that probably just, somebody else occasionally just takes them and washes them and puts them back, and she just doesn't question it.
I think that's probably Howard's job. Like your
she
bed
just
linens.
Doesn't question it.
Like Howard probably washes all of your bed stuff, but not your clothes. So you have like a very strong, musky, woody smell.
Do you actually use the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's fair. There, you know, I will use it.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Lucius and Quill, you hear sobbing coming from Nova's room. Like, actual sobbing.
That's always good.
It's out of interest, Kim, you wouldn't have activated ILS, I'm assuming. No, you're just hugging Tiangong. Okay.
I know it's not safe.
It's vibrate. You can just hear it, like,
It's underneath the pillow.
I'm not doing it, Mark.
Just saying. Okay.
You're the captain. This is more your thing.
I'm technically more Sentry's thing, but...
Yeah, I'm backing off of this.
Nova!
Ayla's just going to walk Nova, past okay? in the corridor, hear the crying, and then go, yeah, no, this is not my job. And just keep going.
Nova?
Welcome.
Probably got a cold, right?
Just possibly, cold. Maybe.
Yeah, people definitely sound like that when they have colds, yeah.
Just hear some hurried, and then put them on, and I just open the door a crack.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay.
What was that?
He rolled something.
Yeah.
You'll find out.
I just opened the door.
Oh, I saw what he rolled.
What did he roll?
Just carry on.
What did he roll?
Just carry on.
What number was
what
it?
What do you think
just
it was?
Just carry on.
One.
Well.
The door opens a crack.
What's the matter? Are you okay?
I'm homesick.
Homesick? Oh. No. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You mean Quill?
We can
no.
do?
She's not.
No.
Your insight's high enough that you're like,
yeah.
I don't know. Go home.
Can we go home?
I'm just going to move your rolling tree.
We can go home at any point. If that's you what you really want.
We have an airship.
Have you seen this?
We can go home.
I've seen it.
I'm going to fix Sentry.
You want to fix Sentry?
Yeah.
Which would you rather first?
Go home. I want my mom.
All right, go home, fix Sentry. That's two on the list.
No, but Sentry's more important.
Right.
Sentry's more important.
There's more to it for Quill. You can just tell by the body language. Nova's not that good at lying.
I mean, is that everything? Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we need to sort. If we're getting the Sentry thing, that's what we're doing today. And now, I think. Yeah.
Hey, Quill, have you heard from Hesper recently?
Sort of, actually. Sort of, but no. More of a vision sort of thing last night. I was hoping we'd actually all sort of gather everyone together, have a captain's quarters sort of meeting, rather than a at the door, one person's crying, two of us are awkward sort of meeting.
I might take a sick day. Well, is...
Why are you getting up?
Oh, whispers.
For the podcast listeners, Mark has gotten up out of his chair and is whispering into Tom's ear seductively.
Yes, very seductively.
Sounds like Nova's crying.
Okay.
Smeek. It's about Smeek, isn't it?
Okay, so how about we get you out of that dark, horrible, scary, lonely room?
What? Excuse me.
I mean...
These are the most exquisite crew rooms that I could afford.
It's exquisite, but in the wrong light.
No, but aren't they lovely?
Great.
It's very...
You could add some deco. Do you want to do that after we speak to the dragon? We can go get some lovely blues on the wall. Sweet. Maybe some clouds.
Pointless.
Pointless?
So meaningless.
That's it! I'm going to kick the door down.
I mean...
I'm going to grab
There's
Nova.
Not really a lock. Yeah, you just kind of push it open with your foot.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
not very
grab
strong.
Nova.
Yeah.
And sit her down on the bed. And kneel down. It's like, that's it. Tell me what's happening.
Quill, do you go in the room?
I'm with him, yeah.
Okay.
I'm also...
You know where that's coming from.
Yeah. I guess I'm sort of gravitating more towards... If Lucius is sat, like, on the bed with Nova...
I'm in front of the bed.
Oh, you're in front of it.
Kind of
I'm sort of gravitating over to that side.
Okay.
Tell me what's wrong.
No.
I'm the captain.
I'm just homesick and I want to go home.
Is that true, Quill?
No. Nova, you know I could just find out. This isn't interrogation, but you know you can trust us.
Roll an insight. 16.
What? Sorry, okay. Don't just roll things without telling. Insight!
I found that sentence was very pointed.
Okay.
You know that I can just find... So that's quite threatening!
Okay. That's fine. Like, I mean, so, okay.
You're saying that to a friend.
Don't roll insight against each other. Nova just infers what she wants to infer. Okay. Like, it's less of a case of, like, he's not lying to you. There's no body language there of lying. Like,
Is Quill trying to be threatening, or is
no,
he just like,
it was,
I can, he, like, I can make you tell the truth?
Yeah, I did say, I could just find out. This isn't an interrogation.
Yeah, okay, so you think that he's, yeah, with the, you imagine that he's either referring to the eye or like a spell that he can cast or something.
Look, we're here for you. We're a team. We share everything, right?
Starbane spoke to me again last night.
Oh. Okay.
Was it the thing that, wait, did you bring
you
the thing?
Know.
You don't know about the eyelids.
I don't know that. I took that, yeah.
But
Was it a dream? Was it a nightmare? Do you know it was real?
It was like the last time when he visited me. Remember when Sentry was at the forge and we were waiting and he visited me then and he warned me about Hadar and yeah, he knew we were on Aegis V.
Okay, well, but...
Did he threaten you?
To come in at any point.
But... Was this in response to what we did here? Because we were, I mean, I guess defending against whatever he was doing. Well, Zarkira, but...
No, I'm guessing it was Shansara. Shansara told him. The agent that we met at Aegis V.
Yeah.
He knew that we were at Aegis V and he was mad.
But he didn't hurt you, right?
No.
I think
he could have if he wanted to.
Yeah, I think Nova got the sense that, like, there was something about he had complete control over that environment. He probably could have done something to you if he wanted to.
What did he say?
He warned us about... He showed me Hadar. Like, properly showed me Hadar. Okay. I don't know how... I don't know if it's a spell. I was going to ask you, Quill. I don't know if you know any kind of spell that does this. It was more than a dream, and it was real, and he took me to different places. He took me to the Aegis V. He took me... I guess I was on his spaceship, and he took me close to Hadar.
Okay, but how do you know you can... I mean, it's Starbane. How do you know you can trust what he's showing you?
Do you want to make an Arcana check to see if you know, like...
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw you typing away. I didn't know if you were trying to find the spell. It was delay tactics, Mark.
No, that's fine.
But yeah.
I've known about it. I was bringing up the details. I know exactly what I've been doing.
Arcana plus 5, 17.
17. Also, this is... technically, make it with advantage, because Hesper is the god of magic, so...
Nope.
No. 17.
There's something, maybe not in necessarily the teachings or things that you've read, but it, almost like inherent knowledge as you've been getting more powerful spells. There is a spell that allows someone to contact people through their dreams. It allows the person to shape the dream, to speak with them in the dream, to basically, yeah, fully communicate. And you think that that person can change the dream into a nightmare.
Oh, cool.
And then it can cause damage.
Lasting effects.
It's especially more powerful if somebody has something of the person physically. Very similar to how scrying works. Whereas if you own something that the person once had, or if you have like a lock of hair or an item that was theirs,
piece of the
it becomes
same
more
weapon.
Powerful. Piece of a bonded Eterna, perhaps.
But is other pieces that he had? Anyway, yeah.
That's a whole different philosophy. But you know that it's not really a priestly spell. It's something that, like a wizard, somebody like who's more or like a more of an arcane spell. Perhaps maybe like a natural druid might be able to use it as well. But there you go.
Okay. This is Starbane, and he was showing you things through your dream. He can shape it however he wants. How do you know that what he showed you was true? Was real?
We've seen. Elements of Hadar before. You saw the Hadar touch, the
saw them pretty close, yeah. But
it matched all the descriptions I read. Remember when I did all that research in Gusthaven? It matched all of those descriptions, but it was so much worse.
Maybe he made it worse to add gravitas to his point. to convince you of something, to put you on his side, to disrupt us.
Not to downplay Hadar at all. I'm sure it's awful, but there must be a reason why he's showing you these things.
Because he wants to show what happens if Erois doesn't bend to his will, I guess.
What if that's a good deception to get what he wants? What if Hadar is something else, or, you know, a different threat, or a threat all the same, but he's actually got it under control and he's utilizing it to, I don't know, get Erois for a different reason?
I mean, me and Ayla did see something when we were coming back, but...
just over the bracelet, you just hear, hey guys, I've been waiting up here for you for like a few minutes now, bit bored. Gotta go see a dragon about an airship. Am I leaving? Anyone?
Oh, Ayla, you're up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay, I'm ready to go too.
Okay, we'll be right with you. Just getting Nova up.
Oh.
Nova.
Right.
Oh, yes, Quill would, the sailor and sentry saying they're ready.
Okay, so. Do you want to bring them down? Should we go up to them?
Should we have a meeting? Do you want a meeting? Are you okay? Do you need a moment? Do you need to tell the group this?
Fine. Not here, though.
Where would you like
Stop
to
Stop it, Mark.
Where would you like to discuss this?
In your captain's quarters.
I haven't tidied.
Your room with the
Cut
thing.
Back to immaculate room.
Just not here.
That's absolutely fine. We'll do it in Quill's room.
Okay, in my room?
It's fine, we'll do it in captain's quarters.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to message Lucius.
You cast the spell message.
The cantrip message.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell him to...
I mean, yeah, I think, like, Nova would see you being like...
Oh, it's verbal.
Okay.
The verbal component is the message you whispered, and she won't hear that, but if there's any somatic components, she would see...
Oh, I didn't realize it was so obvious, the cantrip.
I just imagine, like, if it was modern times, you'd be like,
if you want to try and do it subtly, like, if you want to try and do it subtly, make a sleight of hand check.
Yeah. I guess because I try and time it with, like, the messenger ring when they're listening to that.
Sure.
Can I?
So this will use your passive perception, though. What's your passive perception?
Looking for it, yeah.
17.
I'm guessing it's not 17.
It's a 9.
Okay. So, yeah, you don't notice
you're
Quill.
Such a low passive perception. Okay.
Because I'm a fucking idiot.
And I say in the message...
very gullible.
Mine's way higher. I'm not an
dumb
idiot.
Dumb as shit.
Yeah, no. It's Nova... like, you're dumb, book-learning dumb. Nova is unaware dumb.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
like,
intelligent, but I'm not very wise.
Well, yeah. Ooh. You're the opposite.
Why do you think I'm so easy to manipulate? Come on!
What'd you say?
The message is... there's definitely something more here.
You know it's coming from Quill. It's Quill's voice.
There's definitely something more going on here, and it's in this room. Try and get her out of here.
Well.
Are you gonna fucking rifle? No.
Let's.
You don't know.
So fucking literally, I am.
Let's go to the captain's quarters. I think this is very important.
Guys, Bart! Hurry up!
Let's come to my captain's quarters and have a meeting before
Look,
we speak.
We need to have a recap. We need to meet up
with
everyone.
That's a messenger ring message.
Dressed. Can I finish getting dressed, please?
Oh, yes.
That first.
Yes.
We'll wait outside for when you're ready.
Okay. I'll be in the captain's quarters. I don't need to wait outside.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
That's where he's going to be.
Bye, Quill.
No. No.
You're waiting here? Or?
Yes, I'm waiting here, Lucius.
Oh my god.
Can I roll a perception now? Can I roll a perception now?
You can roll an insight. Roll an insight for me. Please roll though, because this will be amazing. Yeah. They're being weird, but not in any bizarre way. You don't think anything's up. I would imagine that with such a low roll, you just think they're worried about you.
I'm also just distracted.
Yeah, they're just worried about you.
So Ayla's already gone to the captain's quarters.
Okay,
and
so Ayla goes up to the captain's quarters.
Yeah.
Okay, does Sentry go up?
I'll bring in coffee.
Okay, the two of you, as you go up to the captain's quarters, see that there is a Beastwalker woman waiting outside. She's just kind of like awkwardly kind of like standing around, like looking around.
Oh, fuck.
This is the culmination of a lot
this
of things.
This is like an episode of this is like your
I've got to wrap a lot of threads up at the minute. So there's a lot of information that the group doesn't know about each other, and I'm like, well...
Yeah, and she's just kind of waiting, and she kind of sees you both and is like, just awkwardly waves.
Hi.
Sentry, you know this is Faith. She's one of the crew. Ayla, you don't know their names. Why? Ayla wouldn't know their names.
Dog one. Dog
two. Faith! Hello!
Oh, hi, Sentry.
How are you doing?
Hi, Ayla. She kind of like nods. Yeah, I'm okay. Have you seen the captain around anywhere?
I think we're about to be having a meeting. I think he should be coming.
He's going
to
come here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Would you like some coffee?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah. And she kind of takes that and like kind of like guzzles it a bit. She can see she's definitely one of the more quieter of the Beast Walkers. She's not as rowdy as the rest of them, but she still doesn't do things elegantly. It's still kind of like...
Kev, it's really hot.
And kind of it's like, yeah, oh, sorry.
I'm gonna
crazy battle yesterday, huh? And like, is this kind of like awkward, like, ooh.
I'm gonna storm up with determination, knowing that there's a big meeting happening.
Okay, so you leave Quill.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, he does. Okay.
So Nova
shuts the door. Nova is getting changed, getting ready. Quill waits outside. Lucius is like, well, and then just makes his way out.
No, but you did.
I tried.
What do you
see
mean?
Later.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. So yeah, Lucius begins making his way over. What's Nova doing? Try not to meta game, but what's Nova doing?
I probably don't know that Quill's waiting outside.
Yep.
What's the ILS doing underneath my pillow?
Gently vibrating, like it always does.
Can I pick it up?
Yep.
And activate it?
Okay. So you say ILS. Okay.
These are 20 gold doors, right? But how much
you
matter do they?
Quill, you hear it. Your passive perception's high enough that you're going to absolutely hear this.
Oh, damn.
Okay. So you, and you feel, you hear it hum, you say ILS, you throw it out, and you basically, the image of Kallus appears before you. Before that, so Lucius, you come up, ready to meet everyone. I think Araya also arrives at the same time.
I'll swim up the middle.
Okay, as soon as you come up the stairs onto the top deck and look down the deck to the captain's thing, you see Ayla, Sentry, and Faith waiting outside.
Hop! I turn around 180 and just fold my arms.
Araya comes up and is like, so we are having our meeting?
Oh! Yes! Yes! I turn around again. Hello, everybody.
So you move up.
Did you forget that Araya's now listening in to our meeting requests as well?
Yeah. You move up and you say hi to everyone, and like, I'm assuming you guys are all like, hi, Lucius, or whatever, and stuff like that.
Hello, morning.
Faith's like, morning, Captain.
Yes.
Well, this is nice. Can we go in?
Yes.
Before you have your meeting, can I speak to you briefly?
We're still waiting on Nova and Quill, so yeah, sure, why not? And I'll just open the door and go in and just sit on the bed that has been really neatly made.
Well, I'm assuming Araya looks at you and is like, Ayla, we are having the meeting in the war room next door. We're not going to have it in Lucius's bedroom.
Well, he told us to meet us here.
I know, because he's Lucius. He's in there. And she, like, points. She's like, I am first mate, come on. In there. This is technically an order. You have to listen.
Yes, I'll...
What does Sentry do? Because Sentry's carrying out.
I've just got my coffee and I'm like, it's going to get cold if we keep waiting around. I'm just going to put it on the table. It's like an old grandma. Yeah.
Like, you're like a waiter.
So you go in and you take a seat in the war room as well. Coffee. Yeah, so like, Araya absolutely grabs one and like takes one off of you. And then, Lucius, you were just left outside with Faith.
Okay, that's...
I know that you're busy. I don't want to trouble you too much. I haven't seen you, and I if you regret anything, I know that you're drinking.
Let's go to captain's quarters, shall we?
And she kind of like steps inside with you.
Brief chat.
Yeah. She steps inside with you. The door is open between the captain's quarters and the war room, and like the other three are looking at you. Araya looks at you, moves up to the door, and shuts it for you, and then turns to you two and is like, like shrugs.
I'll sit down.
Okay.
Please take a seat.
She like shuffles over and she looks scared. She looks really nervous and worried, and she kind of sits down awkwardly on like a chair, like kind of like her little kind of hands like tucked up under her chin.
Now, first
her ears are kind of half drooped.
There's no need to be concerned. I've just been so busy, and I want to apologize for
that's okay.
For not coming to you sooner, because it's very important. So, how do you feel?
Still recovering a little bit, and she kind of like scratches her thing. The fight was
the hangover. Oh,
both really. A little bit of both. I'm not much of a fighter, so I kind of just mainly hid. But I hit one of the cultist women. It kind of hurt my hand. But
oh, good job, well done.
Thank you. But no, the hangover was really bad.
It was, wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah. It's just this awkward kind of like.
let's discuss this, shall we? Let's make it.
It's fine, you know. If you did something that you regret, or if it was too soon, just I understand. It's fine.
Put a hand up. There is not an ounce of regret in what I did. Yes, I drank a lot. I drank a lot, a considerable amount. Actually,
you did. You really did.
Yes, we need to. Yes, we need to figure out the stocks for that sort of thing.
No more, yeah.
Nevertheless, anything I said or did was not a lie. I do not regret the actions that were taken. I care about you very deeply. And I think we should honor what happened. Do you agree?
She, you can see that there is like this spark, like a little sparkle behind the eyes. Her ears kind of like go up fully. And there is still the nervousness there, but she just, you can see like her breath just goes out of her body and her shoulders shump and she relaxes. She's like, thank you so much for saying that. I would like to, just because I don't know how much you remember, but it's like I said, if I'm... And she kind of like holds the little rope ring around her finger. If she kind of holds it, if I'm with you in this way, then the others will leave me alone. And it just makes things easier. And I like you as a friend and you're so funny and you're really kind. And I want to get to know you better. And just this helps a lot. And it would be really nice if this could stay, even just for a little while we're here on the ship or until I figure out what I want to do in my life or something like that. That would really mean a lot.
I'm going to put that decision with you.
Thank you.
As far as I'm concerned, we did that. We are bonded.
But I know you weren't... It wasn't 100% your decision, so you think about it too, okay? And maybe... I don't think you remember, but you talked a lot about what happened with your family and your sister.
Yes.
And I want you to know that I can be here for you as well. If you just need someone to talk to, I know... You struggle with some of the others. You said that it's hard for you to talk to some of them sometimes. So just come and find me if you need to, okay?
Absolutely. And that is why I took a shining to you so early on when I started going down there. The whole reason I went down there was to mingle and to bond and to understand.
The crew really like you. They really do.
And what do they think about this?
Well, some of the boys are a little... unsure, they more of a doubt on my decision, I guess. Not that you should take that to heart. That's just them. They're all tough and
it's fine, and that kind of thing. Understand.
But they like you too. They appreciate the fact that you came down. And I know Kamara thinks a lot about you as well. She regards you really highly. So and especially everything that's happened. I'm gonna leave you now. And she kind of like gets up in this kind of awkward way as well. Like, I'm just thank you. Maybe we'll talk again when you're not busy.
I'll reach out and grab her by the top of her arm and just give a very gentle embrace.
Yeah. She returns it in like a kind of like a friendly hug.
I just want to say thank you. I was in a dark place. I wanted to mingle. And I wanted to get over some things, and I wanted to just make everything work, both in my mind and with this huge responsibility. So
you're a good captain, Lucius. You're gonna this suits you. And she kind of like, you know, gives you a squeeze back, and then as she's going, also you did promise the crew that you would come and teach us that Sky Elf song, the one about the
oh, is that right? Yes.
You did promise.
I did.
You keep asking about that.
So. Right. Maybe a few things, yes, anyway, yeah, I'll think about that, thank you.
And she just goes to leave. Yep, she makes her way. Those of you who are in the other war room, make perception checks. I think Sentry got pretty good.
11.
Yeah, you didn't hear anything.
Where am I? Oh, yeah.
Perception. 18. Yeah, you pretty much heard all of that, Sentry. Oh. Like, you know, Ayla and Araya are talking, and you're just kind of being quite polite, but, you know, your guardian sort of senses, you heard the whole conversation.
Guardian senses.
Yeah. Let's jump back. We got like 10 minutes before we take a break.
Quick.
So, Nova, what do you say? You see the figure, the illusion of Kallus hums to life. Nova Vija.
What do you want? You need to be quiet and you need to be quick. What do you want? You keep vibrating. What do you want?
I want to help. I want to speak with you. You are aware that when I am not present, that I am existing in something of a void. It is somewhat lonely. You are my only company now. I was used to serving on a ship that had... on a station that had thousands. I am still... even though I am an illusion, I am still capable of conscious thought. I still have a need to speak with people. But also, you... I can help you.
Brilliant. How can you help me?
Tell me, how can I help you? Is there things you need to know? Are there things that I can teach you?
How would you bring down the cradle?
Bring down the cradle? An interesting proponent. It would have to be... The source of the cradle was Siaska's life force. It is tethered to Erois at the halls of infinity. The seat of power for the Titans that call themselves Erois' gods. Remember what I told you, that the Titans are echoes of Siaska, that they are not truly gods, but beings that exhibit aspects of her. If they were to relinquish their power, or if they were to give up their Titanhood, Siaska could potentially even be reborn if it drew in the cradle. The other option would be you would need magical energy of an incredible amount. But delivered from this side, the cradle protects Erois from beyond the Astral Sea. An incredible high volume of energy directed from this side could disable it. I would gladly help you with this.
You listen. You know when you're in the crystal, you can listen, can't you?
To what is vaguely around me. I know that we are dragonborn, something about a dragon going to their city. If you could patch me in the ILS to the warship, I could control it.
Stop that.
It is merely an option. Consider it if you wish.
Tiangong.
Yes?
Do you know where there are shards of Tiangong?
It'll be tricky. My memory is obviously limited to the moment just before the sundering. I have vague recollections of where some of his warships or war machines were located. They may be difficult to track now. Erois' surface and landscape has changed dramatically. But if I had access to maps, I may be able to triangulate it.
If you want me to trust you, you find me Tiangong, because I need them.
If you can get me access to maps, yes. But you will need to activate me. Nova, please understand. Yes, of course I have the mind of Kallus Starbane, but I am a programmed illusion. I'm not really built for deception. I am built to facilitate command. I'm built to facilitate strategy. That's what I'm designed to do. I'm not trying to deceive you. If you have need of something, I have limitations. I won't tell you things that I think would harm Kallus' events or plans. But if you're working towards them, I'm here to help you. But if you can get me access to maps, I will try and triangulate locations of Tiangong. If they're lost, then rejoining them to you would benefit Kallus as well.
Look, you need to be quiet. You need to stop vibrating and lighting up and people don't know I have you, and if they find you...
Then carry me with you.
take me with you.
Can people detect you?
I can ensure that they do not.
Then do that and stop listening.
I'm afraid that that is difficult to ask of me.
Oh, then I can't take you anywhere, can I?
If it helps, I cannot. The only person I can communicate with is you. The only person I could tell anything that I listen to is you.
But you realise if people find that I have you, it's dangerous.
Yes.
You know that already. You blackmailed me with this last time.
Blackmail is a strong term. I merely pointed out that we have leverage over one another.
But if they take you...
I would be destroyed.
Exactly.
So, I have a very good reason not to make my presence known. But take me with you. Do not just leave me here as some forgotten trinket.
What's Quill doing?
I mean, it's whispered, but if you're, like, literally at the door listening...
I mean, I'm, like, hanging on every word at this point.
Yeah, you are. Very well. Is that all? Do you have any more questions? Anything I can help you with?
Not right now, no.
Very well. Disappears back into the ILS.
Ding, ding, ding.
Drops on the floor. Oh boy, this went a very different direction. We had a whole bunch of other stuff, but boy oh boy. And with that, we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
That's break time.
Holy shit.
Break time.
Kim wrote me a note earlier, said, let's dance, bird boy.
And he wrote me one back going, you're done, son.
Just so you know, the natural 20 that Katie saw me roll was me rolling a perception check for Quill. I was like, he's got high passive perception, but there's a chance that if he's near Nova's room... Because also, being a cleric of a god of magic, the ILS, if it doesn't turn itself off, emanates powerful illusion magic.
Yeah.
I was like, well, there's a chance he'll pick up on it. Yeah. And I rolled a nat 20. I was like, if I rolled like lower, I would have just told him there was a slight buzzing.
Mm.
I got that natural 20. I was like, yeah, you can feel a really strong magical presence.
Man, I think that's one of those times where I prefer that you made the roll for me as well, because otherwise it's just like...
Yeah, that's why I know what it's for. That's why I did it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see where this goes.